This is Rabbi Nathanael Bruin, Congregation Brothers of Israel, Long Branch, New Jersey, recording from Friday, March 9th, 2018. We will learn the 9th to 11th Mishnayos, 9th chapter of Mishnah Sota. Mishnah Tet begins a discussion of things that no longer practiced, ceased, canceled. And we start with Egla Arufa. Mishirabu haratzchanem batla Egla Arufa. Once the murderers became abundant, we stopped practicing Egla Arufa, because the Torah says, Lo noda mihikahu, we don't know who killed this person. And once there's a bunch of murderers running around, we have a general sense of who is responsible. We don't need to know exactly who it was, but there needs to be, there's a requirement in the Torah of, we really don't know who did it. Now, with these murderers, we assume that one of them did it. Right, Mishaba, one was that, Mishaba Eliezer ben Dinai. Eliezer ben Dinai was a famous murderer, right, a Jack the Ripper of his time. Utchina ben Prisha Hayanikra, his original name, his given name was Prisha, was Tchina, the son of Prisha. V'chazur likroso ben Haratzchan. Afterwards, they called him son of a murderer. I guess that wasn't a very nice name. Mishirabu haminafim. When the adulterers multiplied, when there were many of them, pasku mayim hamarim, the bitter sota waters were stopped. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai hifsikan. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was the one who stopped them. Shinemar. Right, in Hosea it says, Lo efkod al benotechem ki tiznena, ve'al kalotechen ki tina'afna. I will not punish, I will not be stringent with regard to your daughters, right, for fornication, and your daughters-in-law for being adulterers. Right, you have actually the end of the pasuk, the v'chule, which the Hebrew Mishnah assumes you know. The English is kind. They don't assume we know. Right, and you have that in the brackets in English, right? Turn aside with whores and sacrifice with prostitutes, because you yourselves are doing that. Right, and there is a stipulation for the sota waters that the man also has to be minukame avon. He has to be free of sin. When the man is free of sin in the adultery, right, sexuality realm, the woman is, you know, is the sota waters will determine whether she was faithful or not. But when the guy is doing the same thing, sota waters have no effect, and therefore, once there were so many people committing adultery and all these things, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai simply stopped the water. You just can't keep erasing Hashem's name when it's going to have no effect and bring no peace. Mishemet Rabbi Yossi ben Yoezer Yishtreit of Yossi ben Yochanan Ish Yerushalayim. When these two great men died, Batlu Ha'eshkolot, right? The clusters, grape clusters ceased. What does that mean? Grape clusters didn't cease, but that was a reference to people who had the entire package. Right? They were Torah scholars and kind and Baalei Chesed and humble, and they were just, they had it all. They had the whole cluster. Right? We say they had the whole package. I guess back in the day they said they had the whole grape cluster. But those were the last two of those great men. Shinemar Eneshkola Echol Bikura Abtanafshi. Right, the pious are vanished from the land, none upright are left amongst them. Okay, Mishnah Yud. Yochanan Kohen Gadol, right? Yochanan the Kohen Gadol, He'evir Hodayat Hamaser. Right, he got rid of the confession of the tithe. That's again in the years 3 and 6 of the Shemitah cycle. You would have a verbal confession that you tithe everything properly. And that the Gathi says is because when they came back up from Bava, the Levium did not come with them, so there was nobody to give the tithe to. So how can you have a confession? Afhu bitel as ha-ma'orerin v'as ha-nokfin. Yochanan Kohen Gadol also just got rid of the ma'orerin, that is the wakers, the singers in the Beis HaMikdash, but those were the Levium. V'as ha-nokfin. The nokfin here says the knockers. The Gathi says that those, what they used to do, they bring a sacrifice, and they would make some, they would literally hammer it between the animal between its horns, especially the cows, right, the bulls. They would, you know, draw some blood. The blood would go into the animal's eyes. It would kind of confuse the animal, make it easier to hold down and, you know, shecht and sacrifice. If you've ever seen a bull shechted, you do need to have some kind of control over the animal. They are violent animals when you try and kill them. When you don't try and kill them too, but they don't appreciate it. And Yochanan Kohen Gadol just, you know, stopped that practice because it looked like, you know, you were bringing then a blemished animal, even though that was not a disqualifying blemish, because it looked like it and people could be confused. He stopped that practice also. Ad Yamav, right, until his days, Hayapatish Makeh B'Yerushalayim, you could hear the hammer strike in Jerusalem. The Katik says that that was on Chol HaMoed. Chol HaMoed, you're not supposed to do work unless you're going to lose that business. If you're not going to lose the business, you shouldn't do work, but Davar HaAved, you're allowed. But he stopped that too, even for something you're going to lose, lost business, because it was a zilzul, it was a degradation to Chol HaMoed, because that hammer blow was heard throughout the city. And once it became public, he decided to stop that work also. Uveyamav ein adam tzarech lishol al hadmai. Right. In his day, you also did not have to ask about demai. So demai is produce that you're not sure if it's been tithed or not. You're not sure, so then you have to ask, you have to try and find out. So he did away with that requirement to ask about doubtfully tithed produce. I mean, he made a takana, he made a decree, an enactment, that when you have this produce, the only thing you have to worry about is Maaser Sheni, is the second tithe with you, which you yourself bring to Yerushalayim in years 1, 2, 4, and 5 and eat there, and Trumas Maaser, which is the little piece of the Maaser that's given to the Kohen. Everything else, he made an enactment that once it's doubtful, you don't have to ask. We apply the rule of Hamotzi Michavero Olav Harai. If the Levi wants to tithe, he's got to prove that it is indeed tithe. You know, he has to prove that tithe has not been taken. If he can't do that, it fully belongs to the Yisrael, and we no longer have to ask, was it Maaser or not? So that was another enactment of Yochanan Kohen Gadol. Last Mishnah for today and this week. I mean, this will start once this stopped, we'll see a number of the Mishnayos describing the great tragedy of the destruction. Misha batla Sanhedrin, batla hashir mi beis hamishtaos. Shinemar Bashir Lo Yishtu Yayin. Right, once the Sanhedrin, right, which is the High Court in Yerushalayim, once that ceased to function, right, they no longer sang in the place of drinking. Shinemar, right, they drink their wine without song. Right, that there was an element of joy missing from this world. So come back next week. We'll continue with that theme. That's a very depressing theme, which to end our learning, but that does conclude our learning for today and this week. Please come back. Join me on Monday.